Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is very dire times right now for Japan and the rest of the world, as the government of Japan and the media has now stopped denying the magnitude of the greatest nuclear disaster in world history that is now unfolding. Thank you for joining us. It is the 15th day of March, the Ides of March, when Julius Caesar was killed in the Roman Senate, a day known for 2,040-plus years as a day of bad luck. And it certainly is a ill-omened time that we are in right now. It is Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. We are live. And we have Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, former head of the Star Wars program, joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Then we have blogger and syndicated talk show host Owen J.J. Stone, who's here for South by Southwest, joining us in the last 30 minutes to talk about the TSA sticking their hands down his pants and all the new information that's come out with the federal takeover known as the TSA. Also, the other huge news, the White House had signaled several months ago that they were going to roll out an anti-gun agenda. They have indeed done that, dealing with gun registration and the expanded tracking of firearms and the restriction of how many firearms you can purchase by executive fiat. The Justice Department in the last 5 months has been ordering outside of law in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, ordering gun dealers to call them when someone buys a semi-automatic firearm. Obama is now trying to push to make that law. Headline, Obama starts pushing gun control. Another headline, Obama pins op-ed calling for better gun sale background checks, blaming it all on Mexico. And we need to turn our eyes now to what came out about 3 weeks ago, that the ATF has been caught on record shipping firearms into Mexico to then trace them back to the United States. That's even CBS News. In fact, I never played that news clip from 2 weeks ago. Please dig that CBS up, and please print me all the old articles dealing with the ATF caught shipping guns into Mexico. This is a false flag attack on the Second Amendment. Now, that said, that's coming up later in the third hour, but we can't let the nuclear meltdown disaster be an overall distraction from what's happening to the economy, what's happening in North Africa, the Middle East, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with the domestic police state, what's happening in our economy. We're going to be breaking it all down today. When we come back from break, I'm going to try to compose myself. I got a little wild yesterday because there was a lot of media denial and government denial about what was unfolding. When I saw Fukushima 1 blow up on Saturday, there was little doubt in my mind that it was going to expose the containment vessel. I studied the designs of these reactors. They're online. They're public. They're designed to take a 7.0 direct hit, not a 9.1 direct hit, as they took. Then, yesterday morning, when Fukushima number 3, a Mark 1 plutonium-driven reactor, blew thousands of feet in the air in seconds, I said, there's no way that that didn't damage the containment vessel. And, of course, they're now announcing it did. Another reactor at Fukushima, and I disagreed with Dr. Bowman yesterday when he said, well, 3 of the reactors were successfully shut down. I said, explosions of this magnitude, just looking at it, it's so explosive. How fast that explosion went up, upwards of 3,000 feet in seconds, that shows incredible power. You don't need to be a demolitions expert to know that, though I've interviewed so many and studied it so much I have a layman's understanding of it, that would damage the surrounding reactors. Number 4, which is a shutdown reactor, has now been exposed. Multiple meltdowns of 3 of the reactors have occurred, and they're now having to admit that more deadly types of radiation are leaking and blowing directly towards Tokyo. We'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the Ides of March. It is the 15th day of March, 2011, on this live Tuesday edition. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, will be joining us. 3 degrees in nuclear physics. Will be joining us to give us expert analysis coming up the middle of the next hour today. We're working on getting some other nuclear physicists on the broadcast to give us different perspectives as well today and tomorrow right through into the weekend. And as things continue to unfold, we may even do special nighttime transmissions that are streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We'll be posting those announcements at InfoWars.com and sending them over the Genesis satellites if stations want to carry the special reports. I just want to put that out there. We're not sure if we're going to do them yet, but the winds gyrate over Japan from the northeast to northwest, prevailing out to sea into the trade winds and jet stream towards the United States west coast, California, Oregon, Washington, and above that, the western coast of Canada. That is the direct line of the fallout. It comes in central California, and the jet stream turns up and runs up the coast all the way into Canada and then back down through Illinois, down into Colorado, turning into Oklahoma.
There is strontium. There is cesium. There is radioactive iodine being released in massive levels. That's now confirmed. We're going to go over all the mainstream media reports. The plutonium, uranium-based Mark I, as you know, blew up spectacularly yesterday. No doubt that damaged, in my mind, the containment vessel. I mean, the explosion was so horrific and moved so quickly. That gives you an idea of the measurement of the blast rate, pounds per square inch. And we're also going to get some demolition experts on separately who've been looking at that blast. But studying Oklahoma City, studying 9/11 with the experts over the years, we've gained some knowledge of this. And now it is confirmed that the blast at Fukushima 3 was so big that it damaged the shutdown reactor, but it's got the rods in there, at Fukushima 4, a uranium reactor. And it has now begun to melt down. And there's two other reactors separate from the Fukushima 6 nuke reactors that are also in the process of melting down. And the Japanese government has had a big backlash from the population saying stop lying. And so now they're talking about this being an absolute disaster. We pray that the uranium and plutonium does not get out. But now they're kind of easing the news out to the people that, uh-oh, we think one or more of the reactor containment systems at 4 and 3 may be exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, if plutonium gets out of there, it makes uranium look like mother's milk. It is so deadly. One microscopic micron of it in your lungs, you are deader than a hammer. We have got to pray for the people of Japan. And the winds have now turned to the south and are driving it into Tokyo, and the radiation detectors are going off. Let me just read to you some of the headlines here, my friends. It's unfortunate to be right again Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and to be ridiculed, but I've studied other nuclear disasters in depth because there is a reactor facility in Austin, an experimental reactor, a large reactor, and a smaller experimental reactor at the J.J. Pickle Research Facility in North Austin. And if I'm going to live around one of these things, I want to know about it. And the first thing they pick up is cesium and strontium and radioactive iodine. And those are all spewing out of Fukushima. And they don't even know specifically which one because they have evacuated the 500 workers from the plant. There's only 50 there. It's a death sentence. And now the Japanese prime minister has ordered the workers back in to try to stave off the emergency. As Gerald Celente has been proven right yet again, he said, come on, you're seeing giant explosions all over the place. Two more explosions last night. First they said one, now they're saying two. But it happened in the night, so there's not good video of it. So we don't really know the magnitude of the situation. And Gerald pointed out, he said, there's no way people are going to stay in there. Even though the Japanese are known for being very valiant and stoic and having a lot of courage, and you have to commend them for absolutely no known looting going on, very genteel, cultured, civilized people. Can you imagine watching the footage of Black Friday when everybody goes out to shop when they have the tax-free day with the riots and people being trampled to death and the rioting when people don't get their welfare checks on time? 43 million Americans on food stamps in the wonders of globalism. Can you imagine a disaster like this in the U.S., how people would be behaving? I will guarantee you it would not be like the Japanese. I'm not trying to bash America, but we have turned into a bunch of decadent slobs on average. And we should really learn from the Japanese in the way they're handling this. We have to commend them. Japan atom plant main vessel may be damaged, IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. An explosion on Monday at Japan's disaster-hit nuclear plant may have damaged the primary containment vessel of one reactor unit. Now the reporting could be two. The Vienna-based UN nuclear watchdog said, the International Atomic Energy Agency said the explosion at Fukushima Daiichi Unit 2 may have affected the integrity of its primary containment vessel. They're also reporting 4, which was shut down, is now experiencing meltdown because of the explosions around it. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? The IAEA said primary containment vessels, Unit 1 and 3, appeared intact despite explosions there. It said units at the Fukushima and Anawaya and Tokai nuclear plants were in safe and stable condition. Okay, so we have that report there. Here's another one, another Reuters report. Japan says unsure if nuclear reactor vessel is damaged. And I've got other reports here saying they believe that it has been partially unsealed. But again, that is not confirmed. Let's hope and pray that's not the case. But you've seen the explosions, and there's been more now. Japan's nuclear safety agency said it was unsure if a fresh explosion at its quake-stricken nuclear power plant on Tuesday has damaged one of the reactor containment vessels. The vessel of the Fukushima Complex No. 2 reactor contains fuel rods in danger of melting down, a development that experts say could cause a major radiation leak if the containment vessel's thick vessel walls were breached. And again, I've been watching and listening to the news. There's a lot more dire statements being made, again, about 1, 3, 2, and 4, including a containment vessel at 4. But they're not sure as of right now. Here are some of the other news reports in order. We're going to go through these. London Telegraph, Japan crisis, third explosion raises specter of nuclear nightmare. Similar to headlines we wrote last night ahead of this. The new explosion at Fukushima plant, as engineers fought to prevent a meltdown in the second worst nuclear accident in history. They're now saying it is the second worst after Chernobyl, and if it continues to unfold, it'll be far worse than Chernobyl. A huge explosion hit another reactor at the earthquake damaged, really the tsunami damaged, Japanese nuclear power plant early Tuesday. So it's just ongoing. The third blast since Saturday, the plant operator said. There was a huge explosion between 6 a.m., 2100 Greenwich Mean Time, and 6:15 a.m. at the number 2 reactor on Fukushima number 1 nuclear power plant, a Tokyo Electric Power Co. spokesman said. And again, I have another report here saying that the explosions from other reactors may have damaged number 4. The government also reported apparent damage to part of the container shielding the same reactor at Fukushima, 250 kilometers or 155 miles northeast of Tokyo. And previously the wind was going basically out to sea towards the United States, to the east. Now it is changed to the south, blowing it down over Tokyo, and there are reports that the radiation is climbing there, though they're saying that it's safe if you only have brief exposure, whatever that means. Kind of like they said the air was safe to breathe on 9/11 when they knew it was deadly, filled with asbestos, or kind of like they told the atomic soldiers it was safe. But they're saying around the plant, the radiation levels are climbing off the charts, and they're now picking up strontium, higher levels of cesium, and radioactive iodine. This is very serious. Continuing, here is another headline out of Swiss Info. Japan braces for potential radiation catastrophe. Japan faced a potential catastrophe on Tuesday after quake-crippled nuclear power plant exploded and sent low levels of radiation floating towards Tokyo, prompting some people to flee the capital as others to stock up on essential supplies. They've also told people to stay indoors and to try to seal their windows. That's actually good advice. Prime Minister urged people within 30 kilometers of the facility, a population of 140,000, to remain indoors amid the world's most serious nuclear accident since Chernobyl in the Ukraine in 1986. And it continues with the economic impact. Tokyo shares in day down 11, sending the U.S. stock market and other major stock markets down as well. Continuing, Japan nuke plant may spray reactor by helicopter. They're now going to the Chernobyl model, trying to cover up the containment ponds that are used to recycle the radiation, the strontium, the cesium, the radioactive iodine, and other nasty derivatives of the process. But they're saying the steam that's getting out is delivering the radioactive particles into the atmosphere, and again, blowing south towards Tokyo. So they're going to try to go in now and dump different things on top of the different reactors. Very brave people that are going in via helicopter. Tokyo Electric Power says it may use helicopters because of the risk of radiation contamination from approaching the pool directly. Airdrops may also be more effective. A Japanese official says the pool might be boiling, raising the risk of water used to keep the fuel cool might evaporate. Officials are struggling to address the failure of safety measures at several of the plant's reactors after Friday's earthquake and tsunami. Hundreds of aftershocks have shaken the region. Many of these aftershocks would be considered large earthquakes in and of themselves. Japan is descending into a complete quagmire. We'll continue on the other side. Stay with us.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for joining us. Continual coverage of the tsunami earthquake ravaged Japan and all the problems they're having at the Fukushima 6 nuke reactor complex, including the Mark 1 number 3 reactor that blew sky high yesterday. More explosions at reactor 2 overnight. Paul Joseph Watson has a new article just out at PrisonPlanet.com. Panic buying, stocks of potassium iodine exhausted in the United States. And we're getting also reports that FEMA has been in stores buying it up. Those are coming in from all over the country. And when you get those confirmed reports of shop owners and others witnessing it, you can bet it's happening. If any shop owners want to go on record, though, and send us emails to put in a story about where you work, what you witnessed, what happened, we certainly like to further document that. But this article deals with the fact that all over the country, including here in Austin, we've confirmed it, potassium iodate tablets, iodine tablets, the health food type from kelp, dulse, and alfalfa, all sold out. Health websites sold out. Readers struggle to find radiation-fighting pills anywhere. We're getting numerous reports from readers that stocks of potassium iodine, which is used to prevent and protect the body against the effects of nuclear fallout, are completely sold out across the United States. In fact, we'll put this PrisonPlanet.com article on screen for viewers. Checks of health supplement websites in the U.S. also confirm that stocks are completely exhausted. With the threat of radioactive particles from the stricken Fukushima nuclear complex drifting towards the United States on prevailing easterly winds, many Americans are attempting to protect themselves by acquiring potassium iodate, which protects the thyroid gland from radiation and cancer caused by radioactive iodine. And you can see a photo screenshot of one of the packages, Iosat, indications thyroid blocking in a radiation emergency only. Potassium iodine tablets, USP 130 milligrams. So we're going to be going over that more in the broadcast today. U.S. manufacturers of potassium iodine have been swamped with demand, reports CNN. One Williamsburg, Virginia-based company has received hundreds, if not thousands, of calls from potential buyers in Asia, as well as repeat U.S. customers suddenly seeking to replenish their stockpiles of the drug. The U.S. government has said it will not stockpile any further supplies of potassium iodine, which has only increased demand for Americans who are struggling to find it anywhere. The federal government has never purchased enough to meet the standard. There is currently only enough of the medication available for populations living within 10 miles of nuclear reactors in the United States, according to U.S. officials, and an amount Alan Morris, president of Ambex, Inc., slams as being completely insufficient. Morris points out the fact that fallout from the April 1986 Chernobyl disaster, which was spread all around the Northern Hemisphere, led to over a million deaths because of radiation poisoning, according to some estimates, causing thyroid cancer in children living in surrounding countries. It's just been devastating. That's a conservative estimate in the last few decades that have died from that. U.S. Drug companies are reporting a sudden increase in sales of over-the-counter anti-radiation pills despite assurances from health officials that Americans are not at risk from Japanese nuclear reactors. By the way, I want to get Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist, to pop in briefly, if you can, at the start of the next hour, Jaron, if you can get a hold of him, just for about 5 minutes, because I've gotten calls saying, well, look, the radio active iodine, if it is coming this way, some pharmacists or some people at health food stores, we're just getting calls about this, we haven't confirmed it, are saying, look, the regular potassium iodine drops for thyroid health are in such low doses that it's not going to help you. But that's not what Ben Fuchs was saying when he was on the show. So, guys, let's just try to get him on, even if it has to be later in this hour, but preferably next hour, to specifically talk about the different doses that are in the over-the-counter kelp pills and also the iodine drops that are labeled for human consumption. So we'll continue to look at that as it unfolds. The article continues with a few emails that Paul Watson received. Quote, I went to Whole Foods Market in Arlington, Texas last night to get a bottle of kelp. They were out, totally out of potassium iodine. They would not get a shipment of any by this Friday. Are people in this area more aware of what's going on in Japan than people in Austin? I hope so. Respectfully, Doug. Doug, I've been to the store and they're sold out. Just going to check. My wife already bought a bunch more. Tim Frugier, yesterday went and bought the last bottle at New Flower, which is a health food store. It was sold out at Central Market. So, yes, sir, this is happening all over the country and certainly here in Austin. And Fox News and CNN are reporting that they're sold out nationwide as well. But we'll look at alternative ways to protect your thyroid from the radioactive iodine, one of the biggest threats, and that is the type of radiation that is being released. More on what's happening in Japan and your phone call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In Japan, it's clear now that there has been a cover-up in the last 4 days in Japan, that they knew that the severity of the radiation that's been released was worse than what they said, that the crisis at the plants were far worse than what they'd said, that the explosions Saturday, Monday, and today were far more devastating than they had first reported. They're now beginning to ease the news out to the public that one or more containment vessels with the really deadly radiation, not just the byproducts of it, the strontium, the cesium, the radioactive iodine, that's bad enough, but that the plutonium or uranium could be getting out. Let's not forget that that is a MOX reactor, number 3, that blew up spectacularly yesterday and does have plutonium in it, 7% plutonium, 93% uranium. It just doesn't get any more dangerous than that. I want to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The Middle East crisis is continuing to deteriorate. Muammar Gaddafi is winning more victories against Western-backed rebels. Saudi Arabia is sending troops into their flank in Bahrain, the country of Bahrain that borders them, because of major rioting, protesting, insurrection happening there against that tyranny. Saudi Arabian troops sent to Bahrain as protests escalate. Are we going to hear Hillary Clinton call for airstrikes on Saudi Arabia? Because after all, I mean, if you take over in Egypt, you're a patriot. If you take over or try to take over in Libya, you're a patriot. Well, then why isn't it okay to overthrow Bahrain or Saudi Arabia? I mean, Saudi Arabia is certainly a tyranny. Ah, but it's a globalist tyranny. More than 1,000 Saudi Arabian troops have been deployed to Bahrain following fresh protest over the weekend that pitted protesters from the tiny Gulf monarchy, Shia majority, against riot police. And it continues on that front. Israeli Navy interceptors, Egypt-bound, ship with arms. And so they've intercepted, Israeli Navy has intercepted Egypt-bound ship with arms. We're going to be going over some more of those reports. But here is the Associated Press. Remember, yesterday we were talking about the fact that those explosions were so huge that I couldn't see any way that the containment wouldn't be breached. And they're now reporting that may have happened. But also, you have the cooling tanks that surround them that recycle the radioactive water and that are supposed to stay contained within the facility. Now those are blown wide open and now basically boiling out as steam into the atmosphere with the wind shifting from going across Japan from China towards the United States. They've now shifted southerly towards Tokyo and the tens of millions of inhabitants to the south. So very serious situation on that front. Here is the headline out of the Associated Press. If you doubt us, the denial is now evaporating. Pun intended. Radiation level soars after Japan nuke plant fire. Dangerous levels of radiation leaked from a crippled nuclear plant. Fire is almost worse than an explosion because it'll just heat up those containment facilities and roast them. Dangerous levels of radiation leaking from a crippled nuclear plant forced Japan to order 140,000 people to seal themselves indoors today after an explosion and a fire dramatically escalated the crisis spawned by the deadly tsunami. In a nationally televised statement, the Prime Minister, Kan, said radiation had spread from the four stricken reactors of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant along Japan's northeastern coast. The region was shattered on Friday's 9.0, some say 8.9, 9.0, 9.1, magnitude earthquake and the ensuing tsunami that is believed to have killed more than 10,000 people, plunged millions into misery, and pummeled the world's third largest economy. Yeah, the stock market dropped 11 points today at closing. Japanese officials told the International Atomic Energy Agency that the reactor fire was in a fuel storage pond filled with radioactive isotopes, I would add, strontium, cesium, and, of course, radioactive iodine. And undoubtedly with these explosions, I would guess uranium and plutonium, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. An area where used nuclear fuel is kept. Let me say that again. Japanese officials told the International Atomic Energy Agency that the reactor fire was in a fuel storage pond, an area where used nuclear fuel is kept cooled, and that radioactivity is being released directly into the atmosphere. That's the Japanese Prime Minister, okay, telling the Atomic Energy Agency that. Long after the fire was extinguished, a Japanese official said the pool might still be cooling, though the report levels of radiation had dropped dramatically by the end of the day. So a big off-gassing, but they claim it's dropping. And we hope that's the truth, but with their history of lying, who knows what the truth is. And more explosions, obviously, today, and they're talking about more explosions to come, including at reactors that have been shut down because of fires. If the water boils, it could evaporate, exposing the rods. The fuel rods are encased in safety containers meant to prevent them from presuming nuclear reactions, nuclear officials said. But they acknowledge that there could be and could have been damage to the containers. They also confirmed the walls of the storage pool building were damaged. Well, what do you think is going to happen in those giant explosions? Experts note that much of the leaking radiation was apparently in steam from boiling water. That's what happened to Chernobyl. It has not been emitted directly by the fuel rods, which could be far more virulent, they said. Yeah, uranium and plutonium. It's not good, but I don't think it's a disaster, said Steve Crossey, an Australian-based radiation physicist. Really? When you have a flood and a few hundred people die, they call it a disaster. But they're saying it's not a disaster. Not a disaster. Okay. Well, I'd hate to see a disaster if this isn't a disaster. Millions of people displaced. Radiation descending down over Tokyo. Not a disaster. Japanese Prime Minister attempts to calm nation as massive radiation spreads. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Here's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Radioactive winds head towards Tokyo as some flee capital. Here's Business Insider. Iodine pills fly off shelves in Hawaii as radiation fears spread across globe. I did a YouTube video last night, a key report saying we don't know the truth about Japan's nuclear disaster and go over the history of governments lying about previous nuclear disasters. Very important video for folks out there that have been emailing me, the minority, but saying, why are you upset? Why are you concerned? I heard that Friday. I heard that Saturday. I heard it Sunday. I heard it Monday. I'm hearing it today. Look, you told me that the rods were never exposed. They now admitted that they had been exposed at least two of the six. You said don't worry about the explosions or that it wasn't going to explode. You said that there had been no meltdown when I put an article out Saturday morning breaking it down. And now it's all confirmed. We've been right because we know the history of reactor crises. We know the history of governments lying. Okay? And that's my issue. If uranium and plutonium gets released, you cannot trust the Japanese government or the Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, to tell you what's really going on. We began to talk about prevailing winds Friday when it was confirmed that cesium and other radioactive derivatives are being released that will hurt you, can kill you, that are very radioactive. Blowing towards the west, people are like, oh, there's no winds from Japan coming here. Now that's all confirmed. Go look at a major weather satellite website with live feeds from satellites of the jet stream, okay? And we posted graphs of it, and people are commenting under it going, I don't understand this. I don't understand these maps, these screenshots of satellites. I don't understand. Well, okay, you got a jet stream going across Japan, across the northern Pacific, to North America, and if you look at the maps, they have little meteorologist arrows showing you the flow of the wind. I mean, what's not to get, okay? I mean, sometimes I really wonder about some people. I mean, do they have any idea how anything works? I'm not even that smart. And I can look at a chart. I can look at a satellite photo with overlays on it. I mean, when you watch the weatherman and they say, we got a cold front coming into Texas or wherever your state is, and it shows the arrows pointing the way the weather front's coming in. I mean, you don't understand that? Or are there people posting comments with disinformation on purpose? I mean, are they paid to do this? We know the government has hired hundreds of thousands of people in the last decade to run around and engage in disinformation on the Internet. But come on. I mentioned this 3 weeks ago when it first broke, and I get emails constantly and comments saying it isn't true. So I'm going to ask Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nemo. You can all do it. Everybody should write on this. Aaron Dykes, my writers. And I'm asking everybody else who has news websites to go to the history of this and to look at a whole other issue. While we're busy worried about the financial meltdown and the war in the Middle East and the destabilization and the tsunami, the earthquakes, the nuclear meltdowns, and the cover-up of that, the whitewash of that that's now imploding. While we're busy watching that, Obama has announced extremely draconian gun control legislation. And it's exactly what we predicted. Wasn't hard to do. In the last year, intensifying the last 5 months, we have seen the Attorney General come out and say, guns from the U.S. are causing the problems in Mexico. Well, A, Mexico has total victim disarmament. There is one gun shop in Mexico where you can buy guns. It's only for the military and police. And the public's disarmed, and they have the highest crime rate officially for the last 3 years in the world. Over 30,000 killed in the last 2.5 years. Violence spilling over. Beheadings, all the rest of it. Police chiefs, mayors being killed on a, well, police on a daily basis, mayors on a weekly basis. It is total pandemonium. U.S. diplomats being murdered. And they blame this on our guns. And I saw this start about a year ago. And then suddenly about 5 months ago, the Attorney General started ordering gun shops in the Southwest from Texas to California to order on record without law that when somebody buys a semi-automatic rifle or handgun, that's most guns, that you've got to go ahead and call the ATF on them. On top of the fact that you go through an instant FBI background check and they're now denying people who have no criminal record. It's the no-fly, no-gun-buy list executed by fiat that Obama has said he wants to be law. Just like they're shutting down our coal-powered plants, even though Congress didn't pass the new law. They're just doing it. And this is a big deal. And people are in denial. Stop being in denial. It's like about 5 years ago, I was in McBride's gun shop buying some ammo. And a guy came over. And kind of one behind the counter said, Alex, I don't, it's a big gun shop, biggest in town. He came over behind the counter while I was talking to one guy, and he said, I don't appreciate you lying about George W. Bush and saying that he supported the assault weapons ban. And I said, well, he's on the, and I said nicely, I said, he's been on the news pushing it. And I said, sir, you're gravely mistaken. And then one of the owners comes over and goes, Alex is right, he did. And the guy goes, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, what do you think? I just lie up here? Think, you know, these self-righteous ninnies will get in your face and tell you you're a liar because they're ignorant. I don't appreciate you lying about George W. Bush saying he has supported the assault weapons ban. That's not true. You know, the kind of good old boy in me. And I just said, really? Well, you're gravely mistaken. They even had YouTube at the time then, and I said, why don't you go to YouTube and type in Bush endorses assault weapons ban. And but side issue, this is the big issue, what I'm about to get to. They're moving with a major offensive against the Second Amendment. In fact, let's get Larry Pratt on the next few days for a brief 15-minute talk on this. Undoubtedly, they're gearing up some more lunatics they've got in mental institutions to, you know, give them guns and turn them loose, as they've been caught doing. But I wanted to remind you that this came out. This came out on March 3rd, CBS News. Agent, I was ordered to let U.S. guns into Mexico. And we'll play that newscast coming up in the third hour. I'm going to do a report on this, a 10-minute report or so. And he says, this is standard procedure. We're told to let the guns into Mexico and to know what's happening and to release the guns and to allow it to happen. And that's a false flag attack. Because that's, I told you a year ago this would be their attack plan. And then again 5 months ago, that the whole thing centers around it's America's fault for what's happening in Mexico. The only thing America is at fault in Mexico is keeping the phony drug war going, which creates $500 billion in black market money and so it incentivizes crime. And Americans are using those drugs. So in a way, we are guilty because we haven't decriminalized. That would end this overnight. You think the mafia wanted prohibition to end in 1930? No. Do you think the drug dealers want drug prohibition to end? Do you think government and the banks that launder it want it to? No, they don't want that. So that's CBS News. Here's another one. ATF source confirms walking guns to Mexico to pad statistics. That's the quote from a senior officer to create the illusion that the problem is caused in the U.S. That's the Examiner. Here's another one. Daily News. Mayor, police chief, and official in U.S. border town busted for running guns to Mexico and drug cartels. Again, government. Government, government, government. And Obama has run a false flag in the 2 years he's been in, ordering the guns to be allowed into Mexico, knowingly, even involved in the transactions, walking the guns, helping get them in, to then come out and say, give us your guns because of Mexico. And that's what Obama announced yesterday. Okay? Now I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and take calls for the rest of the next 40 minutes or so. Then Dr. Bob Bowman joins us on the situation unfolding. But we do have a false flag going on. It's very simple. Two years ago when he got in, he said the violence, and they had the Justice Department have press conferences in Texas and Arizona and blame the Second Amendment for it. And then a year ago it intensified. And then before the State of the Union a few months ago, he was supposedly going to announce it, and Gibbs said he was, the outgoing Gibbs, press secretary. And then he didn't announce it, but the word was it was going to be because of Mexico and the Gifford shooting, we've got to have mental health laws outside of the current laws to just say the government says you've got a mental problem, you can't own a gun. Or you get a divorce, you immediately you have a restraining order and can't have guns. All federal, outside of felonies, or even misdemeanors for that matter. So it's two-pronged. They're going to blame everything on Mexico. They've already done it. Everything happening in Mexico on the Second Amendment and the Gifford situation. They're coming after our guns, and I'll get into the legislation he's proposing and that they're busy writing right now. But the assault on the Second Amendment is here. Obama made all those jokes. The White House said, how dare people claim he wants your guns? He's not introducing legislation. Chris Matthews said, you people are crazy. Well, they're coming. So people were right in the last 2.5 years to have 2.5 years of record gun sales. And you know what they said in Texas and Gonzales when the war started in 1836, when the Mexican army came to take the guns. They said, come and take them.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, we're going directly to your phone calls until Dr. Bob Bowman joins us, and we'll continue with phone calls today right through into the third hour. I just want to recap something. All Hades has broke loose in Japan. We need to pray for them. The government over there has been caught lying every step of the way to only later confirm our worst fears. Radiation cloud is drifting into Tokyo. The radiation level's going up. But it's not uranium and plutonium. At least they're saying it isn't. It's the other isotopes and other derivatives that are still very bad. Cesium, radioactive iodine, strontium. Very bad, can kill you. But they're saying that, well, as long as you have brief exposures, you should be okay. Well, I mean, they live there. It's drifting towards them. We cannot trust these governments to tell us the truth. And that's what we're going to be tracking and trying to figure out, is how severe is this really? Michael, Derek, Joe, John, Kirby, I'm going to go to all of you right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
First-time caller. I've listened to you for the last couple of years now. I just like to say you are the people's champion. And I'd like to give kudos to InfoWars and Prison Planet for your world-class news coverage. It's you're doing a great service for America and the world.
Well, let me say this. You don't need to thank me. You can just say dittos or kudos. I appreciate it. But it's my whole team that is providing this information, so they deserve the lion's share of the credit. I couldn't do it without my great team. We're getting record traffic on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I've had IT people struggling around the clock to keep the sites up. I want to apologize to the Drudge Report because it is not good web etiquette to, when he links to InfoWars, to change the link to Prison Planet to a copy of the article, but InfoWars was unable to stay up because of all the other traffic, so that's why we did that, and Drudge obviously understood that. But we've been having to juggle a lot of things because basically we've shattered our previous bandwidth records by double, okay? It is off the charts, the amount of people visiting the sites, and it's a great responsibility. What's on your mind, Michael?
Well, Alex, I have one shocking news tip and one question. The news tip is this, is I looked all over Ventura, California for potassium iodide yesterday. It was gone. So I found a pharmacist who was willing to fill a prescription for me for potassium iodide. And I went to urgent care to get a prescription filled, and the doctor denied it because they said they talked to CDC and the DHSC, and they recommended that they not give out the prescription for potassium iodide.
So now the federal government is blocking something that, by the way, is over the counter. You can buy potassium iodate, the medical grade pills, over the counter. So now, well, those reports, and here's the problem. The emails are pouring in. The people usually give the town and the name. I have limited staff, but we do need to call through the emails. Aaron showed me a bunch last night, but he worked till 3 in the morning. So I was only up here till 9 on the research. Yes, what you just said is confirmed by just the volume of comments. But, sir, can you write an email and send it? Well, I'll put you on hold and give you kind of a less trafficked email to make sure it gets through. But CC it to showtips at InfoWars.com. Can you give me the name of the urgent care, where it happened, what happened, so we can do an article that confirms this, that the government is blocking over-the-counter stuff, telling you can't get it?
You betcha. I'll do exactly that. Could I get one quick question for you and Ben Fuchs?
Absolutely. We haven't been able to get a hold of pharmacist Ben Fuchs, but we're trying. But, yeah, throw your question out on the other side. Michael, then Derek, and others will go directly to you. But I'm going to have John Harmon give you an email right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.